She brought back the same two sheets with an addition typed under our names. Guaranteed location of choice, Luna, and assignment of choice, combat training specialist. We got a thorough physical checkup and were fitted for new fighting suits, made our financial arrangements, and caught the next morning shuttle. We laid over at Earthport, enjoying zero gravity for a few hours, and then caught a ride to Luna, setting down at the Grimaldi base. On the door to the transient officer's billet, some wag had scraped, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter." We found our two-man cubicle and began changing for chow. Two raps on the door. "Mail call, sirs." I opened the door, and the sergeant standing there saluted. I just looked at him for a second, and then remembered I was an officer, and returned the salute. He handed me two identical faxes. I gave one to Mary Gay, and we both gasped at the same time. Orders. The following named personnel: Mandela William, second lieutenant, 11575278, COCOM D Company, Grimaldi Training Battalion, and Potter Mary Gay, second lieutenant, 17386907, COCOM B Company, Grimaldi Training Battalion, are hereby reassigned to Lieutenant Mandela, PLCOM 2nd Platoon, STF Theta Stargate, Lieutenant Potter, PLCOM 3rd Platoon, STF Theta Stargate. Description of duties: Command Infantry Platoon in Tet 2 Campaign. The above-named personnel will report immediately to Grimaldi Transportation Battalion to be manifested to Stargate. Issued, Stargate, TAC BD/12988684-1450/20 August 2019. Signed by Otho, STFCOM Commander. They didn't waste any time, did they? Mary Gay said bitterly. Must be a standing order. Strike Force Command's light weeks away. They can't even know we've re-upped yet. What about our... She let it trail off. The guarantee. Well, we were given our assignment of choice. Nobody guaranteed we'd have the assignment for more than an hour. It's so dirty. I shrugged. It's so Army. But I couldn't shake the feeling that we were going home.